Chapter 10, Examples of Heroic Fidelity to God.
Joseph, when honored by the Egyptians, did not conceal his loyalty to God. Elijah, amid the general apostasy, did not seek to hide the fact that he served the God of heaven. Baal's prophets numbered 450, his priests 400, and his worshippers were thousands. Yet Elijah did not try to make it appear that he was on the popular side. He grandly stood alone. The mountain was covered with people, full of eager expectation. The king came in great pomp, and the idolaters, confident of triumph, shouted his welcome. But God had been greatly dishonored. One man, and only one man, appeared to vindicate the honor of God. With clear, trumpet-like tones, Elijah addressed the vast multitude, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." The result was that the Lord God, who ruleth in the heavens, was vindicated, and the Baal worshippers were slain. Where are the Elijahs of today? Daniel's history is a remarkable one. He carried out his faith and principles against great opposition. He was condemned to death because he would not abate one jot of his allegiance to God, even in the face of the king's decree. It might at this day be called over-righteousness to go, as was his wont, three times a day and kneel before the open window for prayer, while he knew that prying eyes were observing him, and that his enemies were ready to accuse him of disloyalty to the king. But Daniel would allow no earthly power to come in between him and his God, even with the prospect of death in the den of lions. Although God did not prevent Daniel from being cast into a den of lions, an angel went in with him and closed their mouths so that no harm befell him. And in the morning, when the king called him, he responded, "My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. Forasmuch as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." He was a noble, steadfast servant of God. Nothing is gained by cowardice, or by fearing to let it be known that we are God's commandment-keeping people. Hiding our light as if ashamed of our faith will result only in disaster. God will leave us to our own weakness. May the Lord forbid that we should refuse to let our light shine forth in any place to which he may call us. If we venture to go forth of ourselves, following our own ideas, our own plans, and leave Jesus behind, we need not expect to gain fortitude, courage, or spiritual strength. God has had moral heroes, and he has them now, those who are not ashamed of being his peculiar people. Their wills and plans are all subordinate to the law of God. The love of Jesus has led them not to count their lives dear unto themselves. Their work has been to catch the light from the Word of God and to let it shine forth in clear, steady rays to the world. Fidelity to God is their motto.